In the holy name of Jesus, amen. My little children, I'll be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Thus far, our text. Jesus tells the disciples that he is going somewhere that they cannot go. He is going to a place to which they cannot follow. Where's that? Why can't they follow him? Why can't they go where he is going? They're disciples. That's what disciples do. That's what it means to be a disciple, to follow. Why can't the disciples follow him? Jesus has come from the heavenly realms to dwell with his human creation on earth in the muck and the mess of this world. And now he says the disciples can't follow him? They can't follow him because the place where Jesus is going is the place of death. Jesus is going to suffer. Not only physical death, but shame and the wrath of God. While Jesus came from heaven to take on human flesh to be with his human creation, he only did that so that he could be the perfect substitute for them. They can't follow him to the cross because he wants to bear the punishment for sin alone so that no one else will have to. Jesus here is set on dying on the cross and dying alone so that he would be the only person to have to suffer God's wrath and punishment for sin. He's going to the place of God's forsakenness. And he doesn't want anyone else to be near that place. No, he says, you cannot follow me. Instead, Jesus told the disciples what to do. He told them how to be disciples even though they can't follow him. He said, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. All men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. But Simon Peter is not content with this much. He's persistent, and like a little child after being told no, Peter asks, Lord, where are you going? Jesus says again, where I am going, you cannot follow me now. And again, but why can't I follow you now? Peter seems to understand that Jesus is talking about his death, but doesn't seem to get the fullness of what his death means. Peter says, I will lay down my life for you. In fact, he says it twice. Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus' news to Peter is a heavy dose of the law. I tell you the truth, Peter. Before the rooster crows today 3 times, you will deny me 3 times. Peter, though well-intentioned, learns from his Lord that he will deny Jesus 3 times. And yet it is so true for each of us. For how many times have we set out with the right intentions only to succumb to our fleshly failures? Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to read through the Bible cover to cover, front to back. That is, until life starts getting busy, and Deuteronomy is a hard book to read. Or, that's the last time I'm going to bet my money so I could get rich quick. Yet a few weeks later, you find yourself giving it just one more shot. Even our very best intentions are still affected by our sinful flesh. The sinful flesh that we are born into. Even our best intentions still falter. And it's that reason that Jesus, though born into flesh, yet free from all sin, became sin for us. Today, we have salvation, not because we were well-intended or because we did the right things, but because of Christ's intention and because He did the right things. Namely, by living His entire life free from all sin and dying on the cross. So that through the waters of holy baptism, we put our flesh also to death and rise in Christ. O wondrous love, we sang in this evening's stanza of the sermon hymn, whose depth no heart that sounded, that brought thee here by foes and thieves surrounded. Jesus told us to love others as he has loved us. But honestly, we can't even imagine so great a love. A wondrous love that loves even when foes and thieves are bringing him to death. And he is still there, loving, with the perfect love of sacrifice. The hymn continues, all worldly pleasures heedless, I was trying while thou wert dying. All the while we were indulging in the world's pleasures, those things that make us feel good, those things that are pleasing to us, that don't love our neighbor or glorify God. While we were doing those things, our Lord Jesus was dying. But dying for the punishment of sin, for those very self-centered pleasures. That's the kind of love God has for us. That's the wondrous love that He has for us, in which we have life and salvation. So even though Jesus said to the disciples, you cannot follow me, you cannot be with me, Jesus only says that so to receive the forsakenness of God by himself. And because he did that, Jesus now says to us, as he said to the disciples in the last chapter of Matthew, lo, I am with you always. Because all sin is forgiven on account of Christ's sacrifice, we have the promise that God is always with us. Because God forsook Jesus on the cross, he now will never forsake us. And so it is. He's not only here with us, but he's with us this very moment for the forgiveness of our sins. In his word read and his word preached upon, the gospel in your ears forgives you this very night that he's here, and he's here for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.